Welcome along, everybody. Now we'll start off with the usual meditation for this, for the first 30 minutes or so. I'd invite you to perhaps, if you like, follow the lead that I might give. If you would prefer to just do your own meditation, please just ignore what I'm saying and go on with what you are used to doing or what you would like to do. But if you if you'd like to just follow the lead that I give, hopefully it might lead into and be understandable with the talk that I hope to give tonight, really, that has a lot to do with mindfulness and mindfulness training. So if you'd all just like to get yourself relaxed, make your backs nice and straight. And as Ajahn Brahm always starts off and to say, it's very important just to relax your body for a start, to make your whole physical body relaxed. And at the same time, what I like to do as well is just to notice any momentum that you've brought along tonight, because when you're driving here, driving through the traffic lights and getting yourself organized to come, there's a certain momentum that builds up in both your body and your mind. And it's always good at this first part if you can just recognize that momentum, just that movement that you've got going still. And just allow it to relax. Try and allow it to stop. And we do that just by noticing the body. And you can just, we'll just do a quick sweep through the body, just starting at the feet. You can always just notice your toes if you just give them a bit of a wiggle, if you like. If you're finding it hard to put your attention on there, just maybe notice your feet in your socks, in the clothing. And then you can usually feel the arch of your foot and your heel moving up through the ankle. And that's the way that articulates onto your leg. And moving up through the shins and the calves. Sometimes I think you can even notice the, you even sort of sense that hardness of the shins against the softness of the calf muscle. Just paying attention as you go and getting to the knees and just where the knees bend. Just noticing if there's anything that's sort of caught up or stressed. Just to relax it all and just let it go. And moving up into the thighs. Feel those big muscles there and through into your bottom. Just the pressure there that's on your seat. And moving up into the small of the back. Around your tummy, just noticing any movements, any rhythms or gurgles or rushes that are happening there. And up into the upper chest area where there's always plenty of rhythms. Just relaxing as you go, any points of tension. Just letting them relax. And your arms, you can just feel them hanging by your sides, just gently relaxed, hanging by your sides, bent at the elbows, moving through into the forearms and into the hands, through the wrists. And around the fingers, it's always, I think, quite nice just to spend a little time there, just seeing if you can notice the energy that flows through all the nerve endings that are there. You can almost feel it like tingling, just the energy. And if you're lucky, you might even feel that tingling moving onto your whole body, moving onto the rest of your body. Which is an indication that you're starting to relax. And moving up into the neck area. And your head, just head nicely balanced. And through to the mouth and the lips. Once again, there's plenty of energy around there. Behind your eyes and up to the top of the head. Just notice yourself sitting, just seeing the whole body just sitting. If there are any tensions, just allow them to relax. And just staying with that idea of the momentum of your body, just letting your body settle, just settle onto the cushion. And when you feel ready, you can just move the attention then to the breath. Where we'll allow the mind to do the same process, just to settle. Just allowing the momentum to stop. Just with the breath going in and going out. and just gently letting your attention fall to the breath. Just that very natural rhythm as it flows in and flows out. Just keeping yourself anchored. Just letting the momentum of the mind settle and relax. There may well still be a few issues around your body. You can just attend to those as you need. Just start the attention to be more focused on your breath. So that you're anchored into your mind. It's always helpful just to bring in a nice, kind attitude to your breath and to your mind. Just to have that sense of gratitude for this life-giving breath. Starting to develop contentment just with the breath. And as your mind is relaxing and settling, just to notice the joy and the peace that you can start to notice as everything settles and moves towards stillness. as your mind stays with the breath, and you'll start to notice how the mind's starting to concentrate. There's oftentimes a great joy and happiness, even a rapture sometimes, a rapturous feeling. As you just start to approach that concentration and the stillness that it takes you to. Now, with any sort of luck at all, your mind hopefully is starting to feel a measure of contentment. When this happens, you can know that you're starting to move away from the hindrances. And then the energy starts to balance so that the mind becomes nicely rested and relaxed, but at the same time sharp, focused. At this point, you can perhaps use the focus and the concentration that you've got in your mind just to have a more discursive look around what's happening with your mind. See if you can notice what it feels like to be still. You notice that resonance that's there, the resonance of stillness as it's feeding back into the present moment. This is where we're starting to move to what's called vipassana, insight. Using the mind that we've cultivated to just notice what it feels like to be still, to be relaxed and balanced, contented. Notice that the stillness is quite a familiar experience, because that stillness is there all of the time. If you can notice that experience of stillness, just to be mindful of it, to take notice of it. And in this way, we're starting to complete the meditation part of the Eightfold Path. We're developing right concentration, right mindfulness, and right energy. When those three elements come together, the stillness just naturally arises. Just arises so that you can see it feeding back on itself, going round and round. You can know that it's got a sensation because it is feeding back. feeding back into the present moment. And the present moment is very close to truth. And you'll notice that the way it feeds back offers you something beautiful to experience. Just that stillness resounding. So we're coming towards the end of the meditation now. And when I ring the bell, if I ring it three times as normal, just see if you can stay with that stillness. And if you can, bring it back out into the room. Be mindful of it and bring it back to the room. See how long you can stay with it. And then when you start to open your eyes and you start to use your other senses more fully, just notice that that stillness is always there. It's there in eye consciousness, hearing consciousness, smelling and tasting consciousness, and also the way you feel. Notice that that stillness is resounding there all of the time. Feeding back, shaping your experience.